almost everybody's represented here. Not everybody, but almost everybody's represented here. These are the folks that entered the karaoke contest. Karaoke is getting drunk and singing in a bar. Karaoke is what we all do, singing in your car. And we're looking for the best car singer in the Steve Cochran Show audience. Man, what a tremendous selection we had. Listen.
Karaoke!
There's no show host like Steve Cochran, like no show host I know.
I wish I could turn the car down to the creek and hang a disco ball from another tree. What went on in your head? Oh, Mr. Cochran, did you talk to the dead?
Little did him. By Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland.
All I want to do is have some fun until the sun comes up over Santa Monica Boulevard.
Looking so sweet, she ought to be a crime. She plays with my heart and messes with my mind.
Come on and row, row, row with Roosevelt on the good ship USA, with Franklin D for victory and for real prosperity.
Ireland was Ireland when England was growing up. I'm a Roman Catholic and I go to early mass, and every son of an Englishman can kiss my Irish.
Really sweet. Sweet.
The Cochran Show. Call the Cochran Show. It's called karaoke.
We will do our first two finalists in just a moment. Lori O'Connor Stevens and Nicole Loomis. And then we'll get to Tom Atling and Dennis DeYoung, who was the song. You know, the song we had everybody singing was Babe. Mm-hmm. So I got Dennis DeYoung on the phone from San Antonio here in a few minutes as well to judge and criticize. The other thing is, and let's go downstairs just quickly here before the money clip. John DeCoste standing by. John, how are things looking?
They're looking really good, Steve. And what a beautiful day to do this. It's like 70 balmy.
Yeah, in your head.
Can't wait.
Let's hear a little bit of the finalists before they sing.
Please believe that it's true. Babe, I love you.
Let's go to Lori O'Connor.
Because it's you, babe. Every morning, 6 a.m., you wake me up. I don't make things up. You know it's you, babe. Talking about your crazy bands and looking swell. Thanks to Jen, you sell.
Let's go to Ella here. All right, Ella, whenever you're ready, please sing Babe by Styx and Dennis DeYoung.
Babe, I'm leaving. I must be on my way. Time is drawing near. My train is going, I see it in your eyes.
Let's move on to Nicole Loomis now.
You know it's you, babe. Whenever I get weary and I've had enough, feel like giving up, you know it's you, babe.
And Tom Atling joins us.
Babe, I'm leaving, I must be on my way. Time is drawing near.
I don't know how you pick. I don't know how you pick. That's why we're having a sing-off in the parking lot. John DeCoste joins us, and we want to thank Murdoch and crew from the engineering department for hooking us up with this satellite hookup to the parking lot seven floors below or wherever you are. John, how are things?
They're wonderful, Steve. This is great. I'm in the parking lot. I still haven't found the contestants, but
well, there's a lot of cars in the Tribune parking lot.
Yeah, there's six at least.
All right, so as I understand this, you're going to ask each of our contestants to sing a song of their own choosing.
That's right. They get to choose whatever they want to sing. It makes it easier for them. The first contestant will be Lori Steffens.
Lori O'Connor Steffens?
Yes. She's from. She actually drove in this morning from Plano, Texas.
Well, that's close. Plano, Illinois.
Seems like quite a haul. Now, are you going to get in the car with her, John?
I'm. We'll explain that later, but no. I'm kind of sticking my head in to the side of the car now. I can't even talk. My mouth is frozen, Steve.
All right. Well, good luck out there. And whenever you're ready, let's hear contestant number one.
Lori Steffens, thank you for doing this. So here we go. It's all up to you. Your moment.
Okay. Each day when I wake up, I have my radio on the Cochrane Show. I fill my coffee cup and wait to find out from Dean which movies blow. And speaking of 6 degrees of separation, Kevin's eating bacon. And then there's John DeCosse, who makes me laugh every mile I drive. Plus Mary, Dave, Ross, Andrea, and Orion. High five!
Wow.
Oh, wow.
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 You know what's amazing, Lori? There was absolutely no suck-up to that at all.
Wow. Follow that. Holy mackerel. That's really good. That's really good. Can you do me a favor, John, and try to keep Nicole and Tom from leaving the parking lot so we can get them on?
Actually, they already left.
That is unbelievable.
That was good. She spent time on it.
That was the broadcast premiere of the Steve Cochran fight song.
No kidding. Man, that was great. All right, stand by. More coming up live from the parking lot.
Singing in your car. Singing in your car. Singing in your car. It's called karaoke. Call the Cochran Show. The Cochran Show. Call the Cochran Show. It's called karaoke.
Lori O'Connor, Steffens, Nicole Loomis, and Tom Atling battled just terrible weather this morning to get here. And we'll get to Nicole in just a second. Where's Ella, the young lady, the 12 or 13-year-old that was supposed to be singing today, Kev?
Ella's actually on a field trip right now to our capital, Springfield.
Good for her.
Yeah, when I'd scheduled it with her dad, Mark, he had completely blanked on the field trip, the middle school field trip she had scheduled for today.
Well, so I'm glad she made the right choice. If I had a choice between going to Springfield on a field trip or doing this show, I'd do that too. Nobody invited me.
Couldn't she have done a bussy-okey?
I didn't even ask, Mary. I'm sorry.
Oh, I believe we just found season two, and then we'll do Uber-yoki. It's going to be great.
Well, that sounds gross.
John, update us.
Actually, I just want to let you know I'm very envious of Ella right now because I'm pretty sure that bus is heated.
Right.
And yeah. I wish that would be great. But, yeah, we are here now with Nicole Loomis, our second contestant. Are you ready for her?
All right. We're totally ready for Nicole.
Okay, Nicole. And Nicole, by the way, she flew into Midway, correct?
I did. I flew into Midway from Chicago, Wisconsin.
From Chicago, Wisconsin.
You're all just frozen. You're not making sense, people. You cannot get into the car for reasons that will be detailed later. I think it's probably a security thing for the contestants.
Right.
And Nicole, like Lori and like Tom, is going to sing her own song. What song has she chosen?
Nicole, what song have you chosen?
Rumor Has It by Adele.
All right, here we go.
Okay, here we go.
She is half your age, but I'm guessing that's the reason that you stayed. I heard you've been missing me. You've been telling people things you shouldn't be. Like when we creep out and she ain't around. Haven't you heard the rumors? Bless your soul, you've got your head in the clouds. You made a fool out of me, and boy, you're bringing me down. You made my heart melt, yet I'm cold to the core. But rumor has it I'm the one you're leaving her for.
Well, how about that?
Woo-hoo.
How about that?
Really good. Wow.
Unbelievable.
That was great. That was really good.
Dennis DeYoung will join us in a second.
Now we're going to let Nicole sing.
Hold on, man. That was great. Wow, what a tough choice between these first two.
Boy, those are
unbelievable.
And we can only have one winner?
Well, I don't know.
Oh.
You know, I like to change your rules. Now, we'll get to Tom Atling in a moment.
This is awesome.
That's Ella. Ella couldn't make it because she had a school field trip, but she was nailing Babe in Chipmunk. Dennis DeYoung joins us, and of course, Babe got all these people into the final. Good morning, Dennis.
Hey, by the way, just, you know, I'm not actually playing a concert in San Antonio.
What are you doing?
Colonel Travers gave me a call.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. He said he was having trouble down there with some guy named Anna.
No, it's absolutely not true. You're making that up, and you're not storming the Alamo.
Anna, that's his name, not Anna.
You are not storming the Alamo. I've talked to you about this.
I'm always going to be there.
By the way, how great is it to hear a 12 or a 13-year-old kid doing Babe and Chipmunk?
Well, I would like to disagree with you on one point.
That it's not that great?
I have been to Springfield. There's no reason to go there.
Well, we had all these people sing their version.
Wait, this cow was that kid?
She's 13, 12 or 13.
Yeah, some people said that the original version sounded like a chipmunk, but that was another story.
How are you, man?
Well, I'm good. I'm talking to you on the telephone. Listen, I told you when you called me that I was in the Jewel parking lot over there in the suburb of Chicago, as I am almost every morning.
Well, you got to stay active.
So I work carts. Bring the carts in. And I go over there, I get fresh fruit. You know, I'm about a meter down on pesticides. I'm sitting in the car, I pull up, and all of a sudden I hear you say it's karaoke, and these people are singing Babe. So I sat in my car and listened. It was quite an honor.
Yeah, it should be, because they all, and by the way, these are not chumps. These are not drunks in a bar. These people can actually sing.
No, they did very well, and like I said, the girl kissed up. I'd give it to her in a heartbeat.
She did kiss up.
Yeah. Put you in there?
See, this is why I can't be the judge, because, you know, if you make me the judge, I'll go for that play.
Am I the judge in this thing?
No. We wouldn't make you do that. No, we want people to continue to love you as they always have. We'll make John the bad guy.
Yeah.
I know. Okay, good. No, she did a good job, but, she could have mentioned Dennis once, but nothing.
By the way, my friend Dennis DeYoung has been caught up in this song contest thing, not of his own making. He's minding his own business a few years ago, and he found out that everyone in Canada wanted you to judge their singing competition. Isn't that true?
Well, you know, I turn them down because, you know, the money's not good enough.
Yeah, you're all about the cash.
No, the deal is, you know, I like the guy in Maroon 5.
Right.
You know that dude,
Adam,
right?
Levine.
Yeah, I like him and I like his band. And I posted on my Facebook page the last two times he was on TV singing live. He, you know, if he was his own judge, he would have been voted off.
Oh, that's funny.
So, as a judge, you know, when you sit and judge other people, other singers, hey, you better sing great every time you're on that stage. That's
right.
My feeling.
Sure. No, absolutely.
So I don't like to sit there and say, because look, singing is such a tricky thing because, you know, your whole life depends on these two little tiny pieces of meat beaten together in your throat. And so it's a tough business. It's not like playing an instrument.
By the way, the Dennis DeYoung and the Music of Styx live in Los Angeles was just named the number one selling music video in Canada. Are you like an honorary citizen in Canada now?
Bonsoir, monsieur.
Yeah, see, told you.
Comment ça va? Ça va bien? I don't even know what that means, but I say it very well.
I was looking at some of your dates coming up in Houston and North Carolina, South Carolina. You're playing the South, apparently. You're no fool. Get out of here until the weather gets good.
Well, you know, we've talked about this many times, you and I. I'm thinking about leaving the state.
You are?
Yeah, I'm going over to Indiana. As far away from Illinois as no. I'd like to go down to Florida because, you know, I'm 68, and I think at some point it becomes a state law in Illinois, doesn't it?
You do have to get – at some point you do have to leave, yeah.
Yeah, you have to go down there and sit around and, you know, and belch on the beach.
Let me tell you something. You're still pretty, and you still sing. Oh, man, do you sing.
I can sing, that's for certain.
So, all right, but have fun in San Antonio. Thanks for checking in, and I'm sure all of our contestants were honored to think that they didn't stink.
Well, tell those kids they did a great job, and the girl that did Adele, she did a real nice job. So they don't have to sing a Babe. They sing anything they want.
Now they can. They all had to sing Babe to make the final.
All right. Well, cool. Well, thanks for thinking of me, and God bless everybody in Chicago, except for the people I don't like.
Dennis DeYoung.
Which there are very few.
Go to DennisDeYoung.com and keep an eye on what Dennis is up to. All right. We're going to have Tom Atling right now, apparently. Let's go to Tom Atling standing by in the parking lot. John, what can you tell me about Tom?
Well, I can tell you that he is from the country of Yorkville.
All right.
Okay. And by the way, this has been delayed enough. We were actually in San Antonio with Dennis DeYoung.
Yeah. Yeah. What we're going to do now is have our third finalist belt out a tune of his own choosing. And what song is he going to sing?
Tom, what song are you going to sing?
Well, I'm sticking with a theme. I sang a lullaby by the Beatles called I Will to get into the first round. So I'm going to sing Golden Slumbers by the Beatles, and it's a double thing because Sir Paul was just announced headlining Lollapalooza. So,
all right, please tell Tom not to smoke pot while he's on the air.
Stop smoking pot and choose another song.
All right, no, that's totally fine. Tell Tom we're ready to hear him sing live from his car in the parking lot.
Golden slumbers fill your eyes. Smiles await you when you rise. Sleep, pretty darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby.
Telling you, man, these guys are all good.
How about that?
Really good.
I don't know why I'm surprised the audience is talented, but they're all really good.
This is going to be a tough one for Dennis to choose.
All right, so John, new plan. Bring all three contestants upstairs to the green room.
Done.
And we will make Dean Richards and you together. Dean will you'll make the decision, and Dean will announce the winner in about 10 minutes.
Perfect.
All right, we're 10 minutes away from announcing the winner of our first season of karaoke. Steve Alexander just had a great idea off the air. Shower-roki. And shower-roki, I'm sure we can get App to let us use a shower, and we just put listeners in a shower and let them sing.
I'm sure they would love that.
All right, so you have in your possession the name of the winner. I've softened because of the terrible weather, and I allowed all three contestants to come up to the green room. I just met them a few moments ago. They're all lovely people. And we wish Ella was able to make it, but no, she chose her education and her field trip.
Let's get your priorities straight, people, if you want to be in show business.
All right. And, John, before we find out who the winner was, you can sit down and use a regular microphone. It's okay. You're not outside, though. Before we announce who the winner is, was it a tough decision?
Yeah, no.
So you felt like you knew who the winner should be?
Oh, no. It was a tough decision.
Just the questions are always tough for John.
This is like watching Dancing with the Stars.
All right. So,
I love listening to the judges.
All right. So who
do that with an Italian accent now.
Who? You want to take the break first? Let's do it now. Who is the winner of the first season of Karaoke, soon to be followed by Showeroki?
Got the envelope right here.
And let me just say this. This is really important. There are no losers here except for two of them.
Oh, that's nice.
So two of the three. Wow, that's a big
envelope. But they were all phenomenal. They were apparently, all phenomenal. It was very difficult.
Apparently, John got some of those, or I should say Dean got some of those Stevie's envelopes that I had.
I know.
That is an unbelievable envelope.
Who knew this was going to be the size of a lottery check?
That is incredible.
Okay, the winner is Lori O'Connor Steppens.
Wow, Lori's the winner. I don't know why I feel like saying this, but I had nothing to do with the pick, correct?
Great. No, actually, you told
no,
me off the
I
air.
Had nothing to do
you
with
said
the
you
pick.
Better pick Lori.
I had nothing no, he to do
no,
with
he
the pick.
He didn't have anything. Dean and I got together, and then right. I made the call.
Really good. All right, Dean, thanks. Buddy.
Right, always a pleasure.
See you later.
Thanks,
Dean.
Dean
Richards. Dean will be on the radio on Sunday, I'm sure, and check your local listings and all that. How'd you pick Lori over Nicole and Tom?
I'll be honest, I didn't even know their names.
Oh, come on now. Be serious. How'd you pick them?
Oh, really? So, first of all, Nicole and Tom, phenomenal voices.
They're great.
They were phenomenal. They were really good. I have the actually edge went to Lori because it was original.
Oh, the original lyrics.
Yeah, and I was looking for that. It wasn't, but she went to a lot of work and
surprised.
Very surprised.
And a great voice.
And a great voice. So, you know, but Tom and Lori were phenomenal. You know, they're cutting their own albums.
Oh, yeah. Was the choice made in any part because now you don't have to write an original song with Lori? She already did the work, and now we just have to do the video?
How great is that? Yeah. Yeah. That just saved me a lot of time.
Well, we want them all to come in and so we can take a picture, and they all get prizes, don't they?
Yes, they do. Okay. Everybody gets prizes.
And what does Lori win?
Lori is going to get a two-night stay at the Chicago Hilton and then a gift certificate to Kitty O'Shea's. And then we're going to do the video.
We're going to do the video and the song. And it may not even be the song she did today.
Because she... Oh, I was going to say, that was my question. Because she did the video about all of us. So when we make appearances and we're all SAG members, I think we have to be paid a certain rate, you know, like pretty high up in the scale.
Well, your payment was I locked your car.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Did you wax it too?
Yeah, done.
Great, thank
done.
You.
And did at what point when the temperature dropped and the wind blew, did you really hate this idea the most downstairs?
No, it's not that I hated it. I just, it was a horrible day to not have my shirt on.
823. We'll meet the contestants quickly in a moment and then kick them out of our parking lot at 720 WGN.
Each day when I wake up, I have my radio on the Cochrane Show. I fill my coffee cup and wait to find out from Dean which movies blow. And speaking of 6 degrees of separation, Kevin's eating bacon.
That's a strong line.
And there's John DeCoste.
That's strong.
He makes me laugh every mile I drive. Plus Mary, Dave, Ross, Andrea, and Orion. High five.
There's your winner. There's your winner. All right, so John, once again, the winner is Laurie O'Connor, Stephens, Frizenglage, and Farfignugan.
I don't think her first name's Laurie.
Actually, it is. When did you write that?
Wednesday morning, when after the last finalists were chosen, I was driving to work, and I've been trying to think of, I was hoping that...
You're looking for a hook.
I was looking for a hook, and I was trying to think of a song, and the Blackhawks song is just too hard to sing. So then I thought of the Bears, and I just, by the time I got to work, I had it all in my head, and I just got to work and typed it out.
It's really good. And the Bears fight song is appropriate for this show most days, which crashes and burns. But today, like the Bears season, but today, really, really strong. Nicole and Tom, you guys are so good. I can't imagine how bitter you are towards John at this point.
Rah!
Yeah. Yeah, a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot.
Mm-hmm. I have a hammer in my cards.
No, you made the right choice. You made the right choice.
I mean, you're just kidding, right? You're not that
if I had a hammer, I'd have it in my car.
You're safe.
But congratulations. You guys win a bunch of prizes as well, and we'll continue to load prizes on you because I feel guilty. But, Laura, you're going to have to spend some quality time with John now.
I know. That's the best part of the prize.
I don't think you understand the contest.
Have you met him yet?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Same guy.
Okay. Oh,
but
oh,
really
oh.
Cool of you guys. I know what a pain it is to deal with the traffic and get downtown. By the way, we'll give you tickets to the Zany Show tonight. You don't have to go, but we'll give you tickets if you want to go tonight.
That's fun.
Okay. Thanks. And I'm very flattered and very pleased. Very, very nice of you guys to do this.
Thank you. This is
our
awesome.
Pleasure.
Was
yeah.
Awesome. I hope you had fun.
We did.
Oh,
totally
it was a riot.
Yeah. And I'm really glad the little kid didn't show up because I'm sure we would have made her a winner and felt guilty there, too.
Yeah.
No, Ella was great. So, again, it's Laurie O'Connor Stephens and Nicole Loomis and Tom Atling. How about a round of applause? Give them a hand.
Thank you.
And they drove down a blizzard to be here.
And, Dave, I don't want to cheapen what's already happened for you and Lou this morning, but all three of them are named to the Walk of Fame.
Oh, congratulations. Welcome.
Congratulations to them. Didn't see it coming.